Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast with David Baker. David was a former paratrooper in the 82nd Airborne Division and for over 30 years has been a preacher. He has written 5 books and is an Amazon number one best-selling author. He is the chaplain at the county jail, pastors a church, and is the father of 11 children. Yes, 11. This podcast is here to give you wisdom for your family, your marriage, your children, your finances, your health, and your life. And now, the host of Wisdom of Life podcast, David Baker.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Wisdom for Life podcast. Hey, we're glad that you're here. You see at part 8, problems with teenagers. Why is there so many? And does that mean that teenagers have a lot of problems? So I think we will finish this lesson today. I've got 3 points, so hopefully we can get through those. Last one, it took the whole time, talking about substance abuse. It really is a big deal. By the way, I looked, someone saw the other day and said, what, you have 290 episodes on this podcast? Like, yeah, how did that happen? So anyway, some of them aren't on the podcast reel. I need to ask my guy if he can upload those again. Something happened on the storage part of it, but they are all on the YouTube channel if you wanted to go back to any of those. And I was thinking about that because I was thinking about wisdom. Wisdom for life. Wisdom. I briefly mention it often, but to go back and listen to that first lesson on wisdom, it's a principal thing. You've got to have it. You got to have it as a parent. You have to have it to teach it to your children. Wisdom, knowing what to do and having the power to do it in every situation. I read Proverbs 8 this morning and just the whole chapter is on wisdom. It is so powerful. It's a must-have. It's better than silver, better than gold, better than anything that you can desire. That's what wisdom is. So, all right, we're going to jump right in. These 3 things. Next, parental expectations. I think we talked about this some on the children thing, but I want to just quickly review balancing parental expectation with desires for teenagers' autonomy, okay? Teenagers want to be in charge. Parents' expectations with regard to teenagers' autonomy. As children become more responsible and older, then they do have more autonomy. There are more things that they can decide to do. When they're little, they're 100% dependent on parents. We talk about that a lot. And we want them, by the time they're getting out of school, to be almost all dependent upon themselves. So to do that, there has to be some autonomy doing that. So while they're young, it's so important to teach them the integrity. It's so important to teach them right. It's so important to make sure they have the honesty and things that are in there. So I have 3 like parental expectations I put together. And I think they can pretty much encompass everything else that we want them to do. When you can simplify with your children, it helps. For instance, discipline. There's one thing that we discipline for, corporal punishment, and that's direct disobedience. Now that can cover a lot of things, but it makes it simple. If you directly disobey, then that's what's going to happen. So parental expectation, what do you want your kids to know? If you can summarize that and have just a few things and you repeat those, that's what's going to stick in their mind. I think everything else falls underneath that. So number one is to know God and walk with Him. To know God and walk with Him. Okay, nothing more important than that. Got to be saved and learn the principles of the Word of God. Then hard work. Hard work. We've talked about that a lot. Whatever you do, you better work hard at it. You won't be good at it. You won't be successful. And then this, be kind, respectful, and good with people. Be kind, respectful, and good with people. We are on that all the time. The way people are treated, the way they act, what they do. There are 1,000 things I want my kids to know, but so many of them can be summarized in just that. For instance, I want my kids, I just said, to have integrity and honesty. And if you know God and walk with Him, you'll have that. I want my kids to know music and get good grades, and boys to work on cars and construction, and the girls to know how to do this and this and all that. Well, that all falls under hard work. If they're hard worker, then we're going to make sure they learn that. But I want them to be a good husband, a good father, a good wife, a good mother. I want them to be a good friend. I want them to be good with people, and well, that's going to fall underneath that, be kind, respectful, and good with people. And so I believe most of what I want my children to have could be under that. Number one, know God and walk with Him. Number two, work hard. Number three, be kind, respectful, and good with people. And when you have those things, look, if you do that, I'm going to be pleased with you. If you do that, I'm going to be happy. If you do that, I'm going to be blessed. And so tell them those type things, and then they apply those. And if they're living those and doing those, then can we let them do more things? Can we let them decide what they do? We have two teenagers and one 23-year-old in our house. And things that they do, they still ask us. The 23-year-old, the 16-year-old, Mom, Dad, can I? We look, see, yes, okay, great. And most of the things that they're asking to do are things that we would allow them to do. Number one, they know us. Number two, we're trying to rear children that are going to be good adults that know what's right and wrong, so they're not going to ask to do something that's wrong. And so, anyway, to answer that. All right, next, emotional regulation. I feel like we've talked about this too, and the children one, but emotional regulation, assisting teenagers to manage stress and emotional challenges. A very big important thing is to rule your spirit. Bible said, he that ruleth his spirit is stronger than he that taketh his city. To rule your spirit, meaning nobody controls me. Nobody has a power over me. Nobody can make me mad. Nobody can make me do anything. I'm going to rule my spirit. And that really is a big deal. And we use that all the time. Well, I was just mad. There's no sense, and our kids don't cuss. I don't know that they have, but you know, people think they're okay. I got mad. It's okay. No, you rule your spirit. Is there a time to get mad? Sure. Be angry and sin not. There's a time to be angry, but controlled, and you rule it and what needs to be done. There are times that I've had to show anger, needed to show anger, I believe, for certain situations to be able to handle those the right way, but it was controlled. It was on purpose. It wasn't, I lost my temper. I used that anger for what was needed. And you see that in the Bible with people that did things right. Of course, Jesus with the money changers, and he used that. He didn't sin. That was on purpose. So, now you have to be very careful with that. So to rule their kids, if they're down, discouraged, okay, we need to fix that. We need to fix that. Emotional regulation, rule your spirit. Well, what about they're sick? I understand you're sick. Let's go to bed. You're sick. You got a fever. You need to go lay down. But even if they're sick, and my wife deals with this on the girls, I don't, okay? But even if the girls are on their cycle, they're not allowed to act bad. You can be sick. You can go lay down. You can go back to bed. That's no problem. But you don't have the right to treat people badly just because you're not feeling well. Amen. Okay. People use that as excuse to treat people wrong all the time. You're sick. That doesn't give you an excuse to bite someone's head off or to lose your temper or to handle people in a wrong way. Okay. Is it harder? Yes. You can rule your spirit even when you're sick. Really is a big deal. And I think especially my wife and I have been dealing with some situations with people, and there's so many situations with men, women that just keep coming up, and I wonder how much is because they were not taught to control their spirit. They were not taught to rule it. They were taught that whatever is going on, that can rule your spirit instead of you ruling it. And I think it really is a big deal. I've been married to my wife for almost 34 years, and she ruled her spirit where it wasn't that time of the month, look out, she's a battle axe, everybody stay away from her. It wasn't that. And I know it affects women differently. I'm not saying that, but it doesn't give us a reason to treat people wrongly just because we're upset or we're hurting or we're sick. Okay? And I believe you want to teach that to teenagers. Of course, start when they're children. And the last one on teenagers, then we're going to go next time to adult children. Are you ready? Are there problems with adult children? Ask people that have adult children. People say, oh, I'd much rather go back to the problems when they were kids. They were easy to handle. Adult kids, oh man, those problems are bigger. All right, so last one, anxiety and depression. I'm not going to go a lot into this. I just taught 17, I think, lessons on depression. For a course, okay? I'm not trying to sell the course, not trying to make anything from it. It's just there's so much information on that, and I feel like I wouldn't be doing it justice at all to even try to mention a lot here. If you'd like to take the course, or you struggle with it, or you know people that do, or you just like to get some knowledge on it to be able to help your kids with this, depression is gigantic. The people that are on antidepressants is unbelievable. And again, if I get started, I got 17 lessons. I mean, there's probably, the lessons are probably average 30 minutes, a piece. So, I mean, there are hours and hours of teaching on this. Biblical, good. So it's a college course. It's with Independent Baptist Online College. You can go to ibaptistcollege.org and find the course on depression and take that if you want. Eventually it'll be on our Bible Institute. It's cheaper there. It's only $49 there. It's $150 for the college because you're getting a credit toward a degree. We're also taught it for Restoration Care Ministry, and it's something we're getting ready to launch. It's restorepeople.org. You should be able to go and see some of the courses there, but I don't know if depression is up and ready to go yet, but it will be very soon. And I don't know what the price is on there. This is not a thing for money, but to help people. But teenagers who get depressed, you need to help them. You need to help them. Depression not fixed creates all kinds of problems. Depression fixed the wrong way creates extra wrong problems, okay? You don't help someone the right way to fix the root problems of their depression, and you just give them a pill that on the label it says can cause suicidal tendencies. Hello. Okay, I'm not making this up. We deal with that a lot in the course. Most of you are not going to need that. Some of you say, oh yeah, I need that, and it's worth paying whatever amount of money. I need to. I've got to help my children. I see depression, and I don't know what to do, and I need to help that get fixed. Okay, so anyway, you can go to iBaptistCollege.org. I know it's up and ready to go there, and it should be up soon at restorepeople.org. And where you can watch that as a course there. Okay, any of these courses that you get, you'll have access to forever. So getting it, you can listen to it over and over. You can have your kids listen to it. You can take a lesson out of that and let someone listen to that needs that. Really will be a good help to you. Okay, all right. Hey, that's all on this one. Next time, you ready? Adult children. Like, well, I don't have adult children. You will. You will one day. So knowing how to prepare for that is a big deal. So we got, I think, 20 questions to go through for adult children. All right, we'll start that part one next time. God bless and take care.
Thank you for listening to the Wisdom for Life podcast. If you have any questions for us, email us at askpastorbaker@gmail.com and we will answer them in an upcoming podcast. The email is askpastorbaker@gmail.com.